A lot of reaction to our next guest's pictures that we put up on the Brad and John Facebook page last night. So you can, if you're not in a position to go look at that right now, you can. You don't have to be a Facebook person to access our page. Just Google Brad and John Facebook, and you can go to our page. It's a is it a public page? Is that what they call it? Whatever thing is that we have. But on the line with us, we have a woman who lives in Kodiak, Alaska. And I believe this was Saturday when she got the shock of her life. She's in her house, and all of a sudden she hears this loud noise, this big bang. And she goes to check it out, and she's got an eagle in the living room. Let's say hi to Stacy from Kodiak, Alaska. Good morning, Stacy.
Well, good morning, Seattle and Brad and John.
Hey, now, this looked like a pretty good-sized eagle. You happen to be, we can tap into your expertise, because of all places for this eagle to crash into, and crashed into a home of a birder. You actually, you're with your local Audubon chapter, so you know a little bit about eagles, don't you?
Yeah, we live with eagles. Our house is situated right on a cliff overlooking the ocean, a bay. And we have a rocky beach down below the house, and the eagles are frequently flying by and overhead over the house all the time. So it's not unusual to see eagles here.
Okay. Well, I feel like I have a sister on the line, because I went to John James Audubon Elementary.
Oh my goodness!
Yes, I did. That's no joke.
So
yeah, we have a very active Audubon chapter here.
So did what happened Saturday?
Well, I had been out and done some gardening and was doing some errands around town. I came home about 4 o'clock and sat down and had a cup of tea in my rocking chair, and got up to go into the other room adjacent to the living room to work on a little art project. And I sat down, and within about a minute, I hear this unbelievably loud crashing sound, unlike anything. I mean, it sounded like a wrecking ball had come through the house, and it was a wrecking ball with wings. When I got up and came around the corner, there was this eagle flapping around violently and ferociously trying to get back out of the house and get through the other plate glass window next to the one that it came through.
Okay, now let's see what you did. What I did, my next was going to be, you did what? What I do if I see something like that, I'm out of that room and I'm heading upstairs and closing
myself. He's coming at you with talons and a beak.
I'm closing myself off in another room and I'm calling, 911 animal control. What did you do?
Well, I had learned from the avian biologist at the Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge. They have to deal with injured eagles quite frequently, and the consensus is the best thing to do is to throw a blanket over it to subdue it. So I picked up a blanket that was laying on the couch and tried to move towards it as it was trying to get out the other window, and that made matters worse. It freaked it out, and then it flew across the living room and into the kitchen,
yes,
taking with it just about everything on the refrigerator and on the counters and it's just glass flying everywhere. You can imagine.
One of the pictures on the Brad and John Facebook page has him sitting at the kitchen table, what looks to be like a nice kitchen nook overlooking the water there, and like he's just sitting on the back of the chair looking back at you like, what do you want?
Right. Well, yeah, well, that was after it flew from the living room. It landed in the kitchen on the kitchen floor. You probably saw that picture too. And it kind of slowed down a little bit at that point. And a neighbor who had been taking a nap heard the crash and at that point came over to assist or to figure out what was going on at our houses. So he was there. And at that point, with the eagle kind of subdued, I called the Fish and Wildlife Service and tried to get the avian biologist over here to help. And she was out, couldn't assist. But the refuge manager said he'd come over. And so that was going to take a little while. So my neighbor and I kind of got the blanket again and tried to move the eagle out the door of the kitchen, which opens onto a deck. And once again, when I came around the corner with the blanket, the eagle freaked out, flew into the dining room.
No blanket party going on here.
Freaked out, flew into the dining room, cleared the table, cleared everything off the walls, and then was pecking violently. And you see that picture of it up on the window still. Yeah. Trying to get out of that window, which it was unsuccessful.
You know, would have been real bummer if there was like a 1,000-piece puzzle or something that was on the table that was like almost finished or something, or like a big game of Monopoly that had been going for like a 3-day thing, and then all of a sudden the money and pieces are everywhere.
We're talking to Stacy from Kodiak, Alaska. That last Saturday, an eagle flew into her, right into her house, right through the window and into her house in the living room, and then into the kitchen. So how did you end up getting it out?
Well, from that picture in the dining room, it finally dropped down to the floor. And again, it kind of was in shock, I guess. And it was kind of subdued at that point. And so once again, I tried the blanket situation. I moved towards it with the blanket. And this time it scooted under the table and then right out the kitchen door and flew off so fast we never saw it again. Yeah,
nice.
It took off. Adrenaline is an amazing thing.
So you're going to assume it's okay?
Didn't leave a note with his insurance agent or something like that?
Yeah, well, it was a little bloody around the beak. It didn't lose any feathers. It seemed to be just fine. It took off without a problem. Just as the refuge manager was arriving, I think it probably flew right over his car. And he was most concerned about the eagle being injured. And it didn't appear to be. And since that time, it's been almost a week, no injured eagles have shown up in the neighborhood.
And you think this was all over a piece of fish?
That is what happened. Yeah, it's after the eagle cleared out of the house, you know, we were wading through the shards of glass. You know, this eagle came through double-pane storm window. I mean, they're
some
almost,
force.
You know, yeah, big, big, thick window that we have on our house on the ocean side. Anyway, wading through the glass and looking around, I found this big 4-pound chunk of frozen halibut on the floor, and it wasn't mine. I thought, oh, yeah, I bet I know what happened. And at this time of year, before the fishing season, people kind of clean out their freezers, you know, of old fish. And some people throw that old fish over the cliff and onto the beach to feed the scavengers, and including eagles. And I think what happened is this eagle picked up a piece that a neighbor had thrown over the cliff, and another eagle was chasing it. They get into, you know, fights and
tug of wars
all the time.
Oh,
yeah, they're always fighting over things. And I think this young eagle was being chased by another one and came up from the cliff and tried to clear the roof of our house, but with this added 4 pounds in its talons, couldn't quite get the altitude to get up over the top.
We're not going to clear the roof.
So it showed, it probably saw the plate glass window with a reflection of the trees, and it looked like a shortcut.
That sounds like a good enough explanation to me.
Yeah, I think that's what happened. And then, go ahead.
No, go ahead, go ahead.
Well, what kind of wraps this story up is that this happened on Saturday, and on Monday morning I was sitting on the couch drinking my coffee, and the doorbell rang, and I went downstairs, and it was a neighbor of mine, unnamed neighbor, and she had a bouquet of flowers in her hand, and I said to her, is this a sympathy gift? And she hung her head and said, Stacy, I am so sorry. It was my halibut.
So she saw the eagles fighting over her halibut, huh?
Well, she saw the Facebook. She saw my Facebook posting.
Yeah.
And saw the picture of the halibut chunk that I had posted, and recognized it as the one that she had thrown out just an hour or so before.
I believe it.
Where were you? Where were you on Saturday?
When I was sweeping up shards of glass.
When I was trying to put a blanket over this thing. Wow. All right. Well, that's a great story. Stacy, thank you very much for sharing that with us. Again, you can go to the Brad and John Facebook page, and you can see the pictures that Stacy took of the eagle in her living room, and the eagle in her kitchen, and the mess that bird made. Thank you, Stacy.
Well, I'm just glad everything ended well.